We read first from Mark 10, verses 13 to 16. Let the children come to me, it is entitled. And they were bringing children to him that he might touch them. And the disciples rebuked them. But when Jesus saw it, he was indignant, and he said to them, Let the children come to me. Do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it. And he took them in his arms and blessed them, laying his hands on them. Now we go to 1 Samuel 1, 21 to 28. Samuel given to the Lord. The man Elkanah and all his house went up to offer to the Lord the yearly sacrifice and to pay his vow. But Hannah did not go up, for she said to her husband, As soon as the child is weaned, I will bring him so that he may appear in the presence of the Lord and dwell there forever. Elkanah, her husband, said to her, Do what seems best to you. Wait until you have weaned him. Only may the Lord establish his word. So the woman remained and nursed her son until she weaned him. And when she had weaned him, she took him up with her along with a three-year-old bull, an ephah of flour and a skin of wine. And she brought him to the house of the Lord at Shiloh. And the child was young. Then they slaughtered the bull and they brought the child to Eli. And she said, O my Lord, as you live, my Lord, I am the woman who was standing here in your presence praying to the Lord. For this child I prayed, and the Lord has granted me my petition that I made to him. Therefore I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he is lent to the Lord. And he worshipped the Lord there.
Our text verse is from Mark 10, verse 14. But when Jesus saw it, he was indignant and said to them, Let the children come to me, do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God. Beloved in our Lord Jesus Christ, we're so privileged to witness little Eloine's baptism this morning. She's a blessing from the Lord. So are all children given by the Lord. In Psalm 127, verse 3 to 4, we read, Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior are the children of one's youth. Children are our heritage. The heritage we have received from the Lord, they are precious instruments in His hand. They are the future of this church and how the Lord builds His church as well. And this morning's baptism has everything to do with the Lord's covenant, the promises of His grace, and the demands to be obedient to His word, that our children should be received and instructed according to His word. I'm first going to 1 Samuel. The time in 1 Samuel was a dreary time in the covenant people of Israel's history. This was a time of decay, where even the religious leaders did not obey the Lord. The spiritual leaders, the high priests, sons Hophni and Phinehas, were also priests of the family of Levi, and whom the Lord Himself appointed, have committed corruption. They stole the offerings, and they committed adultery. And we read in 1 Samuel that the people were tempted to sin by their actions. We also read And I encourage you to read 1 Samuel as well, that the word of the Lord was rare. That's 1 Samuel 3 verse 1. Did the Lord withdraw him from these unworthy people? And then the Lord comforts us in his passage that he is in control. If everything threatens to be out of control, the Lord takes control. He has a covenant with his people and their children. And the Lord remains faithful to his promises. The Lord also provides in uncertain circumstances, even when we are not in control. And when we think there's no hope anymore, you can know the Lord will always provide. The Lord will always give. And this is our comfort. In chapter 1 of the book of Samuel, God shows that he is in control when a woman longing for a baby of her own. Prayers were answered and a boy was born. Who would become the prophet of his people. And he did not only create life in Hannah's womb, but brought life in a dead nation's life with this boy Samuel. Samuel would become one of the greatest prophets in Israel's history. Samuel was a man chosen by God from his miraculous birth until his death. And his parents Elkanah and Hannah dedicated him to the Lord, giving the child to the priest Eli to be raised in the temple. In Acts 3 verse 20, Samuel is portrayed as the last of the judges and the first of the prophets. A wonderful example of faithfulness to the Lord. And it started when the Lord answered Hannah's prayer. She was praying in the temple that the Lord would give them a baby. And the Lord answered her prayer. And she called the boy Samuel, saying, I have asked him for him from the Lord. That's verse 20. And God gave life through her circumstances. This is grace and a sign that our God provides and brings life. And if we look at our own situation, about a year ago, we were in lockdown. Full blast COVID. But look at all the babies that were born after the epidemic. And I expect it. Linda, we're looking forward to you, right? We also had a dreary time with COVID and lockdown. But we are so blessed with these babies. And this morning is a fulfillment of those promises. Even more for us who did not deserve God's grace, deserved to be in eternal wrath of God, the eternal hell, there was grace. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the Lord provided a Savior, Jesus Christ, who would save and reconcile us with God. And so our baptism is a sign and seal that our children and us belong to Jesus. That Jesus died for our sin. That our sins were washed away with his blood. In the same way, water washes away dirt. Our baptism is a sign that Jesus conquered death. And with his ascension, the other comforter came, the Holy Spirit, who was poured out and gave strength to the church, who creates life, makes the atonement of Christ our belonging. And the Holy Spirit comforts, the Holy Spirit strengthens, assures us that God is in control. That Christ governs over his church. And that everything, every baby, and also Elohim, was given by the Lord. And that all is the scaffolding for the building of his church. Until everything is perfect Every stone is there which the Lord elected. And what the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit determined in their eternal counsel. And with the baptism of children, it's necessary to explain and to understand the covenant. A covenant is an agreement where two parties have joined together with mutual pledges. God's part, I will be a God for you. And our part, you shall be my children. First, there's God's part. In the covenant, God makes promises. The heart of the covenant arrangement was that God would be his people's God. They would be his people. In the Old Testament, children were included in that covenant that God made with his people. And Abraham was commanded to circumcise every male child born into his family. And this marked the child as belonging to the Lord in an exceptional way. The same Lord of the Old Testament is the Lord of the New Testament. In the New Testament, Jesus fulfills the covenant promises. And baptism takes now the place of circumcision. And that's according to Colossians 2, verse 11 and 12. And our children are included. And it's evident that Jesus took them in his arms and blessed them. Mark 10. Now other passage. And then the Holy Spirit was poured out and Peter gave his message in Acts 2. And he told us it's the same covenant, the same promises. Acts 2 verse 39, these promises are for you and your children. Promises of Abraham. This is what you should do. You should be baptized, you and your children. And so, whole households were baptized when they were converted. In Acts 16, verse 15. And for us as a new covenant of New Testament believers, this promise is given our forgiveness of sins and eternal life together with the glorious blessings associated with that. And this is done through the sign and seal of baptism. To sign the sacrament of holy baptism is reminding us that in Jesus we are washed clean of all our sins. And as a seal, the sacrament of baptism is given to us to reassure us of God's faithfulness, that God will keep his promises that he made to us in the gospel. God will give his grace because of Jesus Christ. He gives the forgiveness of sin, salvation, and eternal life to all his children, the elect, without any merit from their side. This was illustrated by Mark 10, by Jesus' actions. And Jesus wants to teach us about our children this morning, but about grace. And we have so much to learn from the perfect example and how we should instruct our children. What we should do with our children. What are we supposed to do regarding our children? We know the Lord gives them. We know the Lord said, I will be your God. But what should we do? This morning we are assured that I should bring my children to the Lord and instruct them in his name. This is our part in the covenant. In our Bible reading in 1 Samuel 1, we can see clearly that Hannah fulfilled her promise to the Lord. And she brought the baby Samuel to the Lord. But Hannah did not go up, for she said to her husband, as soon as the child is weaned, I will bring him, so that he may appear in the presence of the Lord and dwell there forever. And Elkanah, her husband, said to her, do what seems best to you. Wait until you have weaned him. Only may the Lord establish his word. And so Hannah remained and nursed the son until she weaned him. And then when she weaned him, she took him up with her along with a three-year-old bull, an ephah of flour, and a skin of wine, and she brought him to the house of the Lord at Shiloh. And the child was young. As God's covenant people, we are called to faith and obedience, to trust in Jesus and in God's work that he had accomplished in Jesus, and live a life of gratitude in that beautiful salvation. And God demands that we believe in Jesus as the only way, truth, and life. And we should also educate our children in that faith. Bring them up in faith. Proclaim Jesus to them. And we should do everything we can to ensure faith is established in our children. Hannah brought Samuel to the Lord. And she dedicated him. And this is what you are supposed to do as well. Bring your children to the church, even if they are young. Because the church is all about family. Husband, wife, children. And let them grow up among the community of believers and be an example for them as faithful members of God's congregation. In Mark 10, it's highlighted even more. In our passage in Mark 10, verse 13, we see how the people, and that was probably parents, brought their children to the Lord Jesus Christ, that he might touch them or bless them. But the disciples rebuked the parents. Jesus was busy preaching. He was teaching, if you read just in the previous passage, about marriage and divorce. He had fierce debates with the Pharisees. And so the disciples thought that all these parents and children were interrupting Jesus. And they rebuked the parents. How can you bring your children to the Lord and Savior? These lowly children. How can you interrupt the rabbi of all rabbis? Isn't the sermon more important than everything else? Beloved, children are such a blessing to the church. I'm so grateful for the children. And we need to take care of our children. Jesus made it quite clear that children, all children matter to the Lord. He values them not only for what they will become, but for who they are today. A baby. And so Jesus told these adult, self-important disciples that to understand God's kingdom, they need to observe, learn from, and be like young children. Jesus disagreed with the disciples' actions. Even more, he was indignant. And the meaning of indignant is feeling or showing anger or annoyance at what is perceived as unfair treatment. Jesus was angry with his disciples because they couldn't see that they were keeping children away who were just as themselves, sinners in need of a redeemer. These children couldn't add anything to Jesus. The disciples kept them away thinking they are an annoyance. But could the disciples themselves add anything to Jesus and their redemption? They could not save themselves. No, said the Lord, let the children come to me. Do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God. Beloved, this is why infant baptism is such a beautiful picture language of grace. Children cannot add anything, but they are saved. This is what the Lord is telling us. There's no good works, nothing, but they are redeemed through Jesus. Infant baptism is a wonderful, perfect symbol of this truth. That the kingdom of God is for a helpless, dependent child who can add nothing. It's for little Elowen. And can you understand then why the Lord says we should become like children? To become like a child is to be humble, dependent on the Lord, to need a redeemer, to be like a baby, Elohim, who can't add anything, like a tax collector in Luke, who prays that God should be merciful to him, but also for you and me, who can't contribute to our salvation. Therefore, we need to become like children. The kingdom is for them. The great church reformer John Calvin also understood this passage in this way. Thinking of Jesus inviting little children, John Calvin said, "Christ does not receive only those who voluntarily come to him out of a holy desire and moved by faith, but also those who may not yet be old enough to realize how much they need his grace." Peter's words, this promise is for you and your children. These children in Mark 10 didn't know they needed Jesus' grace. Elohim doesn't know how much he needs the Lord's grace today, but you guys do. And Jesus received that this morning. That's the sign of baptism. And he took them in his arms and blessed them, laying his hands upon them. That's the form of the baptism of infants. Our children should not be denied the sacrament of baptism because of their inability to understand its meaning. Without their knowledge, our children not only share in Adam's condemnation, but also share and are received in God's favor in Christ. God's gracious attitude towards us and our children is revealed in what he said to Abraham, the father of all believers. "I will establish my covenant as an everlasting covenant between me and you and your descendants after you for the generations to come, to be your God, the God of your descendants after you." And so the Apostle Peter confirms with these words, "The promise is for you and your children and for all who are far off, all whom the Lord our God will call. And therefore God commanded that children be circumcised as a seal of his covenant, as a declaration that righteousness comes by faith." And Jesus recognized that children are members of the covenant people when he took them in his arms, laid his hands on them and blessed them. There's no other way. Children can be saved and are saved as well. God's name is called upon our children. They are baptized in his name, which makes our responsibility so important. There's such a direct bond between us and our children. And Jesus emphasized in Mark 10 that children should be brought to him. They should not be hindered, for to such belong the kingdom of God. And we rely on mercy for our salvation. We have nothing to give, the same as children. All we can do is rely on Jesus, the same as a child. And so Jesus emphasized that the child is received from the Lord. And as Samuel was prayed from the Lord, little Elohim was received from the Lord as well. In the Lord's time, prayed from the Lord. Therefore, she should be baptized and received in God's name. It's quite logic. And this is to show that she belongs to Jesus. Therefore, we need to acknowledge and bring every child to God as soon as possible so his covenant with the child can be sealed. "Bring the children to me," Jesus said. Covenant child is also a member, and every member in this congregation's responsibility. Therefore, a covenant child is baptized in the midst of the congregation under the supervision of the elders. Everyone must receive this little one that was baptized this morning. Therefore, you prayed, and you answered, "By the grace of God, we do." And pray for this child. Pray for my children, your children, for every child. Pray for your adult children, that they will know God right, that they will understand their place before him. That someday they will take their place alongside us as full members who would join us in the sacraments after their profession of faith. And we as a congregation need to answer, how true are we to this promise? The Lord provides. We know that God is true to His promises. We know that the Lord answers. That the Lord showed mercy upon thousands of those who love Him and keep my commandments. That's His law in Exodus 20. That the Lord gives like a Samuel in a dreary time. He gave His Son to us, Jesus Christ. The only way, the only truth. And if you don't know Jesus, know that Jesus is the answer. Come to Him, Jesus said. Here's the answer, brothers and sisters. And as a sign and a seal this baptism, we can know that God is in control. That the Lord determines everything, that everything is under His nurturing hand. That the Lord will preserve His church. I was asked the other day, what will we do in about 10 to 20 years? Will this church still be here? The Lord answered when the babies were baptized. That's His grace. Don't look at all the gray heads, but look at the Lord's signs and grace. That the Lord will preserve His church and that the gates of hell will never prevail against it. And if everything is threatening to be out of control, the Lord assures us that He is in control. And to him that preserves His church, the Lord provides abundantly. And therefore we should glorify Him forever and ever. Trust Him, who is always in control. Trust Him who gave a Samuel to Hannah. When she prayed for a child, prayed for Elohim, was given to believing parents and grandparents, but also this congregation in Blacksland. This is grace indeed. Amen. Let us pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning. We thank you for showing us visibly your faithfulness, that you are keeping your covenant until the thousandth generation of those who love you, the fullness of time. We see this in this family, in the Jobsy family, Stephanie's family, how your love is shout. And we thank you for this baby. We thank you for all the children in our church. Thank you for all the babies that were born. And we pray, Lord, that you will be with them, with their parents. We thank you for such a great blessing. I also pray for the babies, the baby that's about to be born. In July. We pray for that mom and dad as well. Know that you are in control, Lord. Be with every mom and dad, every young one. But be also with our grandchildren. Give us wisdom as grandparents to teach and to instruct. And to lead in wisdom. In Jesus' name, amen.